It's the Startup Podcast, conversations with Louisville entrepreneurs. I'm Dan Vonderhei. Thanks for coming back. We do it once a week, usually on Tuesdays. Today is Thursday. I've been sick all week. I've had pneumonia or bronchial something or other that's kept me flat on my back and unable to really speak. Still have somewhat of a sore throat. So I did want to get something out there. Last week I did a replay with Todd Earwood. I want to do so likewise this week. It'll be my final episode of the year. I'm not going to publish next week. I'm going to take the week off. Coming back in 2013 with great stuff. I mean, I have so many cool people lined up, Bull, that I think that you guys are really going to get a kick out of. And I'm really looking forward to those conversations. So this week's replay is something that I wanted to do in the spirit of Christmas. It's with my friend Logan Murphy, one of my first podcasts I recorded. Logan has a nonprofit startup called Elevate Recreation, and he's doing wonderful things in our community in Louisville with at-risk young men who need some guidance, and they need a reality check on what the world is, and they need to know that somebody cares. And Logan has taken this organization, and he's really started to grow it. He's doing great things with these guys, and he needs your help. And I thought I'm going to make an appeal to this small community of people who can make a difference with this organization. Look them up online at elevate24.org. Listen to the podcast. You can tell the passion that Logan has for his organization and the things that he's doing. And it's a great story of a guy who took a bad circumstance of not having a job, and he took what he wanted to do in life and made it happen. So it's very encouraging to those of us who have an idea and aren't sure where to start and aren't sure that we can make something out of anything. And he's done it, and it's a great conversation. And here it is with Logan Murphy from Elevate Recreation.
Is this the second incarnation of Elevate, or is this the first?
Short answer is yes. This is the second incarnation. The first go-round went in 2007 when we started it and launched it, and just the time constraints to actually get a nonprofit off the ground was a whole lot more than we realized. So we put it in the back burner and went on our own endeavors, and last summer we said, you know what, it's time to kick this thing back into gear. So, yes.
Now, in 2007...
Yes, sir.
Did you have a full-time job at that point?
Yes.
So you were trying to balance two different things.
And family and life in general, yeah. And scheduling and things, and just to put forth the effort to make Elevate Recreation work, it was going to be its own full-time commitment, job, however you want to look at it. But yeah, commitment, really.
And so you're kind of a circumstance of, geez, you know, I've got too much to balance.
Right.
Elevate is something about which I am passionate.
Sure.
But I, you know, the practicalities of life have dictated that I cannot continue
right
down this path.
And the way Elevate's structured too, it's a very relationship-based nonprofit organization. It's not a product per se of here's your tangible item. It's a relationship based between our staff and volunteers and those who are willing to mentor or make a difference using recreation and things. So that's why it's a much more of a time constraint. It's
sure
not necessarily the administrative side of it all. It is the actual doing of making it happen.
Well, you're not sitting in a coffee shop writing a
exactly
blog.
Exactly.
You know, it's the opposite of that. You're out in a field
right
kicking a ball around with a kid who doesn't have anybody to kick a ball around with.
In layman's terms, that's exactly it.
Well, real quick, just give me the quick synopsis, the elevator pitch, if you will, about what the company is.
The primary thing we want to do, Dan, is to make a difference in lives, especially young people. We truly don't think that there's enough examples, adult role models for young people, positive ones. Not to say that I'm perfect. However, if I can provide my time and let them know that we care for them and that we love them, and we do that through recreation and play. Because if you give your best and 100% on the field, and you'll be able to accomplish a whole lot more in a relationship when you're rubbing shoulders and just playing games than if you were to sit down face-to-face and do a Q&A. You know, what's your life like? Okay, what can I do to help?
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's true. Like if you're talking one-on-one with somebody in the general course of conversation that is unstructured,
right,
more stuff will come out.
Absolutely.
And I'm hoping that's what's going to happen here today.
Right.
We're going to get to the bottom of it.
Well, I've always thought, you know, an example of that is you look at a lot of people, a lot of corporations and things, they go on golf trips or golf outings. They spend 4 or 5 hours on a golf course discussing business, and they get, my guess and my experience has been that you experience a whole lot more business, if you will, and conversation and getting things settled on a golf course. And that's in the middle of recreation than you would sitting around a boardroom table with an agenda of we have to.
Right.
Let's just freely talk this through. Let's talk this out.
Well, and in an informal setting, you can get to the why of things.
Exactly.
Like it's easy to sit in a boardroom or, you know, in a therapist chair or whatever it is and talk about, well, therapist chair is probably a bad example, but because you're really getting to the whys if you're sitting in there, but and talk about the what's, like, what do we need to do? How can I help you and all
right.
that stuff? But if it's less structured, you can find out what's the underlying problem.
Exactly.
Here.
Interesting.
I mean,
it is for us. I mean, we truly enjoy it. We had a wonderful experience today, even just asking the young men we were with, you know, how was your week? Give us a gauge of where you are. And we're in elementary schools, and we look to go to middle schools and high schools and actually graduate with those students just to find them and follow them in their lives. And hopefully, you know, they can become young men and become role models where they, too, can make a difference.
Well, let's circle back to that.
Sure.
If I want to get kind of back to the business of what you're doing. 2007, you
right.
had this thing, and you were doing it. You had a full-time job.
Right.
You decide to put Elevate on the back burner.
Correct.
Fast forward a couple of years, you still have a full-time job, and then?
The full-time job was no more.
All right.
From a personal standpoint, that's exactly what happened. And it was an eye-opening time of like, well, what do I do? It was not a woe is me moment, but an eye-opener of, okay, what really matters?
Well, is the second incarnation of Elevate, is this a child of the recession?
I would say yes. I would say yeah.
Okay.
That's exactly it. With the organization I was with, that was one of the primary reasons it was no longer in existence is because of the recession and where things were in business. That's the bottom line.
And you're one of the fortunate people in life who knows what you're passionate about and can take that
exactly.
and do it. And, you know, hopefully we all find ourselves in that position. We're doing what we love for a living, and we do it to the fullest extent. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I had my 11th grade English teacher once said, if you can find something you enjoy doing and get paid for it, then go for it.
Right.
So that's kind of what we're trying to do and work on doing.
Well, where did the inspiration for this come from? Like, what was the seed of the idea for?
I came from a small town, and there was not much for us to do. And when I went on to college, my roommate and best friend had the same experiences that we had to break into schools and things to play and to have the opportunity just to hang out and use recreation, if you will. And as illegal as that is, that was our option of what we could do and what we needed to do. And we said, man, this isn't right. We need to go back to young men and young people, and they need to have an opportunity to play. And whatever that is, whether it be free or fairly inexpensive. And so that's kind of where it all started, was back in college. And then, you know, time goes on, life happens, and then it's still there and it's planted. I found myself being a part of any kind of an event, or if there's activities, all right, let's help plan that. Let's make it, you know, let's take ordinary things and make them extraordinary. Let's use ordinary things in ways
like tires.
Exactly, exactly. Let's flip
them
down.
That was kind of a joke.
Well, no, we'll use tires. Let's go with that, Dan.
Okay.
No, let's throw you inside and roll you down the hill. But along those lines, you know,
I won't fit.
They're meant for cars and automobiles and things, but yet we could use them to find ways, you know, as a target or whatever. That's what we want to do. We want these young people to see that, okay, no matter where I am, what my circumstance is, I can still have fun and I can become a young man, a young woman that is going to be a positive role model. So that's kind of the quick version of, you know, where it all started from, is that I didn't want others to have the same experience I did. I wanted them to be able to find recreation and find enjoyment in life and go from there.
So you have this business that you've been doing now,
right?
On your second incarnation, and what is your goal? Like, what do you want to grow to? What are you doing now? And
the dreamer in me says infinity. I mean, we want to make a difference around the world. Reality says, you know, we want to get into 10 schools. Our goal is to be in 10 schools.
In Louisville?
Yes.
In
the Louisville area, JCPS. Does not have to be Jefferson County, but that's our target right now is the JCPS system. And we would like to be in 10 schools. I mean,
and how does that set up? Like, you go...
one school in the morning, one school in the afternoon.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Monday through Friday.
Okay, so that's 5 days a week.
Yeah, exactly.
And then special stuff on the weekend if the opportunity arises.
Or in the evenings for some event. We're doing an event this Thursday coming up this week to where there'll be 11 elementary schools there, and it's on health and wellness. And we've been asked to have a booth to tell what we're doing with our recreation mentoring, and then also to provide some games to see what we do. So it's a win-win for us. I mean, it's letting these schools see, hey, this is what we're doing. At the same time, you know, this is some stuff how we can communicate and get things settled on the administrative side of it.
So you're off the ground and running.
Yes.
You have a ways to go.
Right.
How are you going to get there?
That's a great question. I get up every day
making a PM asking, man, people can help you.
Absolutely. I get up every day asking how I'm going to make a difference today. And not just by doing and playing and those things, but also say, you know what, there are some people who enjoy what we're doing and believe in what we're doing, but also understand that that's not where they're gifted. That's not their talents. And so if they can't participate physically, then our request is that they participate fiscally. Then allow someone else with your dollars and donations and your funds allows for us to other staff members to come in, allows for us to get materials for these students and these young men and young ladies as we also venture into the young lady piece of it, but allows us to go into these schools and do this because, as we stated before, schools really do not have a budget for this to happen. So it's all fundraising dollars that takes care of it.
10 schools as soon as possible.
Absolutely. And the dollar amount is roughly $1,000 a school per month. So you're looking at $10,000 for a school for the year. And that takes care of staffing, supplies. It takes care of things that these young men are going to get, not just the relationship piece of it, but we provide journals for them and things to progress through the year and to keep track of and to monitor what they're doing themselves. So it's more than just a, all right, we've played. Thank you. You've taken care of us as an organization. This is for the kids. This is for these young men and these young ladies to be able to go on and do it themselves.
Well, as a nonprofit, donations are obviously part of your
funding.
Your website is elevate24.org?
Correct. That is correct.
And there's a donate page on there in case you're listening and you decide, hey, what a worthy thing to contribute, to which to contribute. Most nonprofits are that way, but they also develop other revenue streams. Do you have other ways of financing what you're doing?
We do. There are some organizations like churches. We've done some work with Northeast Christian Church here in Louisville, Kentucky. Norton Healthcare, they've got a few sub-organizations that have had us come out and do some things at events. At Bike to Beat Cancer, we were part of the children's area. And, you know, those things, they pay for us to come and to provide games and recreation, to provide an organized and structured center of chaos, if you will.
The run-of-the-mill bouncy house.
Exactly. Yeah, let's plug it in, blow it up, and just let it happen. Or here's a ball, you do with it what you want. Let's put some purpose to it. Let's put some activity to it. And again, we put people out there. We stay with what we're going on. And again, it's all about relationships because our whole purpose is to build into people. I mean, that's a big part of what we do and who we are. So with that being said, that's some of our other revenue stream. And then we do have some birthday parties and other activities we've been asked to participate in and organize and stuff.
Smaller
events. Yes, exactly.
But you can handle anything up to a major.
Yeah, we've done freshman orientations in colleges. We've done camps of upwards to 400 and 500 students where there's just two of us that organize a recreation for 2 to 4 hours of games and events where everyone is involved in some way or another. So
how do you do it? I mean, how do you find volunteers? I mean, are people coming out of the woodwork for you? I mean, one of the biggest expenses for any startup business
is
people.
Yeah, absolutely.
And of course, it's the most important resource as well. I mean, how does that happen?
The only way I can say it is that they've caught on to the vision and the passion of seeing lives being changed and seeing a positive difference being made. Now, it's not a long-term, you know, 5 days a week commitment. We're asking for a few hours, maybe once a week, or even if it's just for a larger event, that it's there. And most young people come with chaperones or adult supervisors and things, and as long as they are there to kind of keep the chaos control within an environment, it's easy with us with a bullhorn and whistles and things just to kind of organize it. And plus, it's so much fun. And the activities just bring about, you know, everyone centralized on, all right, if I'm giving the instruction, well, let's find out what's happening. So it's like a concert of chaos.
It's obviously the opposite of a tech business. A lot of the conversations I've had on the podcast have centered around technology and media,
sure,
that sort of thing. It's actually getting out and smelling the grass and seeing the sunshine,
right,
moving your body. That being said, how, if at all, are you able to use technology to kind of promote your cause and what you're doing?
Right. Well, the three primary things we use right now, we have our website, elevate24.org, and the number 24. And we also have a Twitter account, and we have a Facebook page. And, you know, we're working on improving those constantly. And one of the great things is that once kids are involved in activities and their pictures are being taken and videos are being made, and, hey, it's posted on our page on Facebook, it's one of the greatest forms of communication. Say, hey, it's on there, or, hey, we're tweeting about this later on today. What's going on? What's happening? So they're aware of that. And then what we've found also is that people have stories they want to share, and difference that's being made. They can see their son is not as angry as he used to be, or, you know, they're smiling a whole lot more and coming to school a whole lot more. You know, we see those changes being made. And we put those stories on our website. Just say, hey, this isn't just anything we're doing. These kids are doing it themselves. This is a difference they want to make within their own lives. So,
are you finding that people are seeing those stories and sharing that,
yeah,
sort of?
Yes, we are. And there's more that want to share those stories too. Hey, can we share and get it on there? Yeah, send it to us. We'll do what we can.
Okay. Any company that starts up, for profit or not for profit,
right,
has a goal in mind. Not all of them are to help change the world. Some of them to, you know, build a better mousetrap, what have you.
Right.
But they all want to make a difference in somebody's world. And here's an opportunity now for you to share a story. Like, what's the most unbelievable success story you've had,
oh, wow,
since you've been doing this?
Just one? I would have to say the most unbelievable one would be a young man, and I have permission to use his name. His name is Wesley, and he is one of the most active individuals I have ever met in my life. I mean, just nonstop.
Active in?
As in physically cannot stop moving.
Okay.
I mean, he just...
Would this be a case of attention?
That is correct.
Hyperactivity?
Absolutely.
Whatever, the ADHD,
and
whatever.
Exactly. That is exactly it.
Okay.
And
so that's a
Wesley,
clinical thing?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And Wesley is a very smart kid, great grades, pays attention to what's going on, just cannot sit still. And from speaking, he's had it rough. He doesn't know who his parents are. And so he's went from foster home to foster home to foster home, and he's just most recently been adopted. And he is so excited to have a mom, someone that he can call a mom. And he and his teacher were having a conversation, and I went to get him from his class during his reading time. And she shared that she apologized. I said, I'm sorry for what? And she said, I did not want him to go today. However, he had had a conference with his mother the other day, and she didn't want to talk about his grades. She wanted to talk about these guys who are coming into the school and making a difference in her young man's life. He looks forward to Tuesday morning every week and wants to know what's going on, because he has totally changed. He's still active, but he's saying yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. He's using manners. He's respecting other people, and his anger has dropped down. So, I mean, just great to hear those types of stories. It really is. That, to me, is one that just elevates right
up. How does that happen? I mean, is this a deliberate sort of, you're sitting down and saying, listen, somebody asked you to do something.
Exactly.
You say yes, ma'am.
Yes.
And no, ma'am. Or is that really how
it really is?
Okay, very deliberate teaching.
We play games, and, you know, we do everything from cornhole, dodgeball, kickball, variations of football, ultimate frisbee.
Sounds like a good weekend to me.
Today, exactly.
Mix in a six pack.
Today.
Of course, I'm of age.
Some of these. Well, we had six packs of eggs today. And
okay.
Then, right. With Easter coming and things, I gave them a chance to throw eggs at me as the target, and just the, you know, all the fun that goes into that. And then we have what we call our weekly sit down, and we gauge what our week was like, and then they explain why it was the number it was, the reason they give their score. But the intentionality is there. We've talked about hygiene. I mean, these are young men that are growing and want to teach them proper hygiene and things. And because of being, you know, man to man, we want to be able to share with them, hey, this is proper hygiene, guys. If you have any questions about it or whatever. And some of the questions they came up with, I was floored. Okay, I guess you've not had someone talk with you about this growing up, what it means to grow up, and we've had guests.
Wow, I just
we've had
it's
guests.
Hard to wrap your brain around.
Exactly.
That.
I was surprised. I wasn't as shocked as I could have been. I'm glad they didn't see the shock that was going on internally.
Yeah.
But other than that,
I'm not gonna
we've had guests come by, and you know, I've taught them, you know, you shake someone's hand firm, you can make eye contact, and you say, you know, you introduce them as Mr. or Mrs. and or Miss, and you move forward in the conversation. And, you know, that's I've shared with these guys that you have my respect and you have my love. Your respect can fluctuate up and down depending on how you treat me and others and things. My love and care for you guys is always going to be there. It will always trump.
You're choking me up, man. I'm not kidding.
No matter what it says. So that's just it. And that was from day one. And then week two, we talked about potential. You have potential to be who you need to be and want to be. It's up to you. We're going to be here and show you little things to do that, and we'll go from there, like hygiene and proper manners, you know, eating properly with elbows not on the table and things, just common things. And then part of that is also, Dan, part of that has also been we go in and eat lunch with them probably at least once a month just to kind of hang out in their environment around their peers. And their peers are starting to say, hey, how can I be a part of that? How do we join in? It's like, well, you are. Yeah. You just eat lunch with us and you're a part of it. We're not exclusive to say, oh, you can't do this. It's all there. And what's really cool is being at the park or at Walmart or Target or some other location. Hey, you do that Elevate stuff. And yeah, I do.
How rewarding.
Exactly. It does bring me to tears in a positive way. Like, okay, this is good.
Teaching the manners and respect and all that stuff, was that written down in a plan? Like when you came up with this, you're like, I got it. We're going to go play with kids, and we're going to treat them with respect, and we're going to show them that we care for them, and we're going to make a difference. Or did you sit down and have to outline all of this stuff?
Yes and no. It has changed from day one. I mean, it goes from week to week of, okay, what, for example, the hygiene came about because we didn't have much of a winter. And our first warm day outside, we were going to talk about respecting property and respecting other people's things and stuff. And we were playing for about 20 minutes, and I was like, whoa,
gamey.
Some of these boys are dank.
Ripe.
So we need to fix this.
What other words can we come up to describe stinky?
All kinds of stuff. There was a fog just hovering over our area, and it wasn't moisture in the air. It was nasty, to say the least. But we were able, because of the relationship, I was able to bring it up and say, listen, fellas, you stank. I mean, you stink.
And they probably chuckled about it, and they said, right?
Yeah, they know. They knew that, and we're behind that. And I later found out the school provides, you know, has those types of things to where if they don't have access to it, the school is able to provide that. So yeah, that's just one. So to answer your question, yes, there's a plan of things we want to address and see happen during the semester and throughout the year. There are also things that come up to where, all right, we need to address this right now.
Well, tell me about, because I've had plenty of ideas to do stuff, and I've done a couple of businesses here and there, and, you know, I have a full-time gig, but I've never broached the topic of setting up a nonprofit organization. Like, what is the process for? I mean, there are people out there who think, "Man, I've got this great thing, and it's going to help people, and it would qualify. I know it would qualify." Like, how? What's that process?
It really depends upon what it is you're wanting to do. The bottom line is you have to prove to the government that you are not trying to make money off of this and using for lack of a better phrase, a religious organization or a health or public service. Yeah, exactly. To make money from it. Now, granted, you still need to feed your families and things, depending on how you set up the organization. You still need to make your living, those who are within the organization. However, there are some nonprofits to where this is just a hobby, and we want it to be recognized by the government as a nonprofit, and so you work through those processes. There's a friend, he found out it took me 18 months to get everything with our nonprofit stuff going back and forth, answering questions and clarifying. And there's a good friend that started a nonprofit, and it took less than 3 months, you know, just depending on how you answer questions and what you're wanting to do. For us, it was the different ways of which we can make an impact. Like, we've done stuff with, you know, local hospitals and schools and churches and other organizations. Like, wait. So you're going to do this event, and it's going to cost this group money to do it. So how's that not for profit? Well, what's coming in through then is going to allow us to go into schools. It allows us to go in there because schools' budgets, I mean, let's be honest, are slim to none. Exactly.
Yeah,
they just laugh and like, well, we'll talk to you later. So it allows us to do that. It allows us to have those volunteers to come in for 2 to 3 hours once a week or once a month and to do so.
And, I mean, how much paperwork is involved in all? I mean, is it?
It really does. Mine ended up being a standard envelope was getting to where it was too small to fold up and put back in and mail back to where it was just a manila envelope.
So they're not making it easy for
you. No, which is
fine. But they're not making it impossible.
Exactly. No, not at all. It's not impossible, and they're not making it easy. However, after going through it, I appreciate it, actually. I mean, because it made me refine, okay, well, what's our big picture? What is our goal? All right, we want to make a difference using recreation. That sounds great, but what are the nuts and bolts to this?
Yeah.
What are some of the things you need to do to provide and take care of things within administratively within the whole thing?
Would you say you have a traditional business plan written out for, like, okay, this is our budget and we need to bring in the X amount of dollars and this is how it's going to be allocated?
Yes.
And so you run all of that stuff as
well? And I have a board of individuals. I have three individuals that sit on my board for accountability. I mean, quite frankly, there are days where it's overwhelming. The fundraising and the development piece of it, it just, all right, what's our next turn? All right, what's next? And then, oh, wait, I need to go to the school tomorrow as well. So if I didn't have those individuals on the board to help me and other volunteers that are gifted in ways that I'm not, there's no way that this could happen.
So opportunity for you to shill for volunteers. Sign
Absolutely.
Up at elevate24.org.
Yes. Yep, just contact us, send us an email, let us know what you're interested in. We background check our people. We go through, you know, checks and balances in that regard. We do those kind of things to where, again, we want to give the best for those kids, and primarily kids. And so that's one of our checks and balances, if you will.
And find you on Twitter at?
Elevate247, which is a little bit different because we added the 7 on there because Elevate24 is taken.
You got to be creative.
Absolutely.
And then on Facebook, just do a search for?
Elevate24.
Very good. Logan Murphy, thanks, man.